Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, where we offer you podcasts of the supernatural and the unexplained. Get ready now for Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For over 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death, and so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. I bet you didn't know that our human bodies are lie detectors. I know you've felt it. You can walk into a room of people, and you know who to trust, and you know who to stay away from. You get that sense when somebody's lying to you. You know, you say you have the gut instinct. Well, that is all very real. There is something that you may have heard of called applied kinesiology, also known as muscle testing. And it's fairly new in the science world, but it has been proven accurate with doctors and chiropractors and many other people. I'll give you an example, and just stick with me on this. If you and I were standing face to face, and I had one arm straight out by my side, and if I were to say, "My name is Sandra Champlain," and you took a couple fingers, put them on my wrist, and tried to push my arm down, well, my arm would stay very, very strong. Why? Because the truth is, I am Sandra Champlain. Now, if my arm were straight out and I said, "I am Winnie the Pooh," you would have no problem pushing down my arm because my body is sensing that that is inaccurate. Now, you may say, well, that could be all in your head, right? You go strong when you believe something, and when something's not true, you go weak. So that could be psychological, right? Now, that all sounds feasible, except for if you study people like Dr. David Hawkins, author of Power Versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. It's a great book. He did some major testing on the power of this muscle testing, this kinesiology. In one of the experiments that he did, there were about 1,000 people in the room, and they each partnered up, and each participant got a sealed envelope. Nobody knew what was in the envelopes, but half of the room was given organic vitamin C powder, and the other half had an artificial sweetener such as NutraSweet. With the muscle testing, not knowing what was in the envelopes, the people that were holding on to the vitamin C, well, their arm stayed strong. And the people that were holding on to the artificial sweetener, their arms went weak. He went on to do many other tests, but all to say there is an intelligence within our body. Now, I haven't found a way to do this on my own. We need another person to do this sort of testing. But there's also something called dowsing. You may have heard years ago, the old timers would look for underground streams of water, but not look with their mind's eye. They would use what was called a divining rod or stick. And as they were traveling, holding out a couple of sticks, the sticks would point down to the ground in the exact place to put an underground well, best place to get water. One of the many crazy courses I took in my past, and it wasn't crazy at all, but was about dowsing, how we human beings can pick up on these invisible signals and know where things are. So I thought we were going to be dowsing for underground streams. And while we did do that, we also did dowsing for energy around a person. We would do things like pray for our food, and we could pick up the dowsing rods could pick up that there would be more energy in things that were prayed for. We did all kinds of experiments. It was quite fascinating. If you go to my website, wedontdie.com, there is a documentary that someone had filmed about me back in the day when my book came out called We Don't Die. And one of the things I had done, and this was my own experiment, is I took 5 bottles of water, just the normal 16-ounce bottles that we drink. And one of them, I put a sticker on the bottom. Of course, I couldn't see which one I put the sticker on, but before I mixed them all up, I put so much love and prayer and positive intention and all those good things I could muster up in the one bottle for the experiment, of course. And then what I did is I mixed them all up. And dowsing rods are something you can hold in your hand. You could use maybe metal coat hangers even. And the dowsing rods can open and close, and it seems like they're working on their own, but actually our unconscious mind is giving them signals to open or close. Well, with these dowsing rods parallel to each other, I would go over each individual bottle, and over one bottle, the rods would cross. And I had asked my soul, the universe, whoever was listening, for them to cross over the bottle that was prayed for. And I did this several times in a row, and every time I mixed them up, and over one of the bottles, these dowsing rods would cross, and I would lift it up, and there would be the sticker on the bottom. Yes, in fact, that was the bottle that I had put this loving energy into. So what does all of this have to do with life after death? Well, we human beings, first of all, are miraculous divine beings. If we can know what's in an envelope, we may not know what it is, but we may know it's not good for us. Our body's pretty smart. We receive signs from our loved ones in the afterlife, and we act as this lie detector. Is it real or is it just a coincidence? So I'd like to share with you today some signs that have come from people in our community. Of course, we've got a Facebook group. If you haven't joined yet, just go to wedontdie.com on the top. There will be the Facebook group, and that's for both my podcasts. And join. And so many people have posted signs that they've received from their loved ones. And during this episode, I want you to pay attention to that inner lie detector, to that gut instinct. Now, everyone who has shared 100% believes these are signs from their loved ones. And for them, their internal compass says that they are. I live in a house and have lots of bird feeders, and it is not uncommon for me to find lots of feathers on the ground. So for me, if I were to find a feather, I could not say with certainty that that is a sign from my loved one. Now, I was in a restroom in a campsite out in the middle of nowhere, and my grandmother had a red feather boa. And what did I find floating in this restroom in the woods? Were red feathers from a boa. So my little internal compass said, "Hi, Grammy." You could use this internal compass not just for signs, but when you meet people, when you experience things, you'll know if it's the truth or not. And if you're with a family member or a friend who'd like to do the muscle testing with you, It's really quite fascinating. Not only do you practice by saying your name and see how your arm stays strong, but you can put something in your other hand, and could be a vitamin, could be a food, and have your internal compass tell you if it's good for you or not so good for you. Just have that question in mind, that intention. You can read more about it in my book. Also, like I said, the book Power Versus Force by David Hawkins is amazing. So I'd like to start reading some of these signs coming from listeners. And I put a few places on my different Facebook pages and some of the stories that people have given as far as signs from their loved ones. All right, so sit back, relax, and let's listen to some signs. This one is from Peg. I've received lots of signs, but the most powerful one for me was the day after my sister's memorial, where we did a butterfly release. I boarded a cruise ship in Boston, and during the sail away, in the middle of the Boston Harbor, I had dozed off with my feet propped up on a railing. My husband woke me up to the same kind of butterfly circling in front of me. Now, many people say birds, dragonflies, butterflies are signs from their loved one. As with any sign, look for some intelligence behind it. For instance, if you're way out over water where there shouldn't be any butterflies, and the same exact butterfly shows up that was released at a memorial, that's a great sign. I know on one of these past episodes, there was a doctor who had released many dozen yellow balloons with a really specific string on them when his son had died at his son's memorial. And he traveled several hundred miles back home. And just before he got home, a yellow balloon just hovered above his car with the same exact kind of string. It's hard to imagine that that couldn't be a sign. So again, for this father, his internal detector knew this was a sign from his son. And how comforting. Here's one from Chris. My son Kelly sends me signs through crossword puzzle answers. He left this world due to a fall from a Colorado mountaintop. The first Sunday after his fall, the crossword theme was about mountains, missteps, and peaceful euphoria. I had about 10 signs from these puzzles, but another freaky one was as we were having his headstone installed that day, and I had a conversation with his friend about nutcrackers. The next day, the answers to the crossword puzzle were headstone and nutcracker. Pretty impressive by her son. So that's an example of an intelligence. I don't believe when we cross over, we're given all the information in the universe of how to do things and how to make signs. But one thing is clear, we do get them in all different ways. So when we come back from the break, we'll talk more about signs, give more signs from other listeners, and then let you know what to look out for yourself, because they may not be what you think. We'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/shades today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/shades.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and on our show today, we are talking about different signs that our friends have received, people from our Facebook community, other listeners. And so it just gives you an idea of what kind of things that our spirit friends do. And in our last segment, we're going to be addressing the question of signs with a friend in the spirit world. And so this is our next story from our listener, Amy. Our family had a trip planned to Hershey Park, and while we had been dealing with the sudden loss of my dad, we decided that it felt wrong not to take the trip that my dad was looking so forward to. Naturally, I'd been having a very hard time enjoying myself because it felt so weird doing this trip without him. I cried the entire drive, put on my headphones, and listened to some music, which was my dad's song called Butterfly Kisses by Bob Carlyle. And when I heard it, I wanted so badly to go home. We took an impromptu stop at the Howe Caverns in New York. My husband, to this day, said something pulled him to stop there. I was feeling sad and not quite ready to enjoy myself, but I stopped for a minute and closed my eyes and was just quiet at the end of the gift shop. I talked to my dad. I asked if he was there with me and told him that I needed him to tell me because I just can't enjoy this trip because I was grieving so badly. I looked up less than 10 seconds later, and in front of me was this purple shirt. It said, Butterfly Kisses, with pictures of butterflies. This was our song. There were so many years that I danced with my father to this song in our living room. Also, at the father-daughter dance at my wedding, I've been listening to this song since Dad died. Seeing this purple shirt that said Butterfly Kisses was my sign from Dad. This is just what I needed. This is the only reason that 4 months later, I am hanging on and I am doing okay. This next story is from Kit. I told my mom right before she died to show me a sign of a dove when she crosses over. I saw a dove the next day as I was walking my dog that flew right up to me and cooed. Another dove flew to me as I moved into my new home. One night at dusk, I was in the hot tub after a hard day. It was almost dark. My dog was laying next to the tub, and a dove flew down and sat across from me on the other side of the hot tub. The water was splashing about, and there would be no reasonable bird in the world that would do that with that kind of commotion. I know it was my mom saying, "I'm here." She now turns my phone on at 11:11 every day, and that's our signal to connect. In the case with Amy, her husband got that strong nudge to pull into that other place, and somehow her eyes were directed to the purple shirt. And in Kit's case, animals can do some crazy things, but pay attention to those signals. Like, do you see repeated numbers like 11:11? Pay attention to how you feel, what you're feeling. I know there were some times when I was in deepest grief and I saw the numbers 33 or 333. And for me, that would be just my little message that someone was close by. Heather says, "My college boyfriend died of Hodgkin's disease on April 27th, 1997. We had an inside joke about the Abe Lincoln side of U.S. pennies. Every now and again, I have a wave of missing him and remembering him. During one of these episodes, I was taking a shower, and I heard something drop to the floor of my clawfoot tub. When I looked down, it was a penny, Abe Lincoln side up. I got out of the shower, I grabbed my glasses, and there on the bottom was the year 1997. This is from Carmela. "I have a loved one who smoked cigars and cigarettes, and I often smell cigars and cigarettes when there are none present. I was alone in my house, and I had asked for a sign about an hour prior. Later, I had forgotten all about it, but while cleaning my dishes, I had an instantaneous, very strong smell of cigar, as if my face was being pushed into an ashtray. It was only for a split second, but it was unmistakably clear. Now, my husband smokes an occasional cigar, but outdoors only. He is not in spirit, and he was not around that day. I truly believe this was an attempt from my loved one to get my attention. And boy, did it ever." From Patricia, "I felt my hair being touched during Mass one day. Another time, I felt that someone was sitting just a couple of pews behind me while I was praying in church. I turned around several times, but no one was there. That was a couple of months after my ex-husband passed away. I would also see owls everywhere, not real ones, but figurines, planters, etc. My ex-husband used to say, 'What are you, an owl?' whenever I asked, 'Who?' I had a visitation dream where I went looking for my ex-husband in the afterlife. I knew I was dreaming, but I told myself that I would write down everything I experienced once I woke up. When I woke up, I wrote 6 pages in my journal about that dream. One really shocking thing happened while my ex-husband was alive. He was praying all alone at church where we were married. He saw his deceased mother materialize at the altar. He said that she nodded her head in disappointment because of the choices he was making. This makes me wonder if our loved ones can see what we're doing. Then he called me crying and finally apologized after 9 years for having cheated on me." This is from Claudia. "I was walking Wilson one day and there was a feather, one of my David's favorite signals that says, 'I'm here.' But I must have been cranky because I said to him, 'David, I'm outside. There are birds here. Feathers are everywhere, and they're no big deal.' Within the next 7 days, on 3 separate days, I found a feather in my kitchen." At the beginning, I was telling you I had all the bird feeders and that finding a feather is no big deal. But then I thought, if I found an ostrich feather or a peacock feather, then that could be a sign. Well, Claudia certainly gets them in her kitchen. This is from Kathy. "Here are some of my signs. I've heard my son's voice once. I was sent a beautiful heart cloud. Often I hear the wind chimes. His TV turns on and off by itself at significant times. His name I find written in weird places. His real talent is license plates. I find his name, my dad's name, my mom's name, my initials, They always show up at significant moments. From Klazina, my dad had a limping leg. When he passed over, he sent us a blackbird with a limping leg. This bird was not there before my dad died, and he stayed with us for weeks. This is from Claire. Here is one from this past week, she says. The night before my late mom's 77th birthday, which happened to be bonfire night, I dreamt I was with her at a huge fireworks display. There was music playing in the dream. It was Weather With You by Crowded House. The next morning, her birthday, I went to the local supermarket to buy some flowers for her memorial. And as I walked into the shop, guess what song was playing? That's right, Weather With You by Crowded House. What are the chances of that? And from Jane, shortly after my dad crossed over, my whole house smelled like bacon cooking. It was also in the middle of the night. The only childhood memory I have of my dad is him making breakfast and cooking bacon early in the morning. I smelled it after I had asked him for a sign that he was okay. From Brenda, I hear tiny bells in my house in the middle of the night. I know that they are from my daughter, and I am wide awake when they happen, and I know it is her. Jamie says, I get lots, the scent of roses, heaps of feathers, flickering lights, TV malfunctions, the smoke alarm goes off, and birds do some very weird behaviors. This is from Loretta. A few months after my adult son passed away, I was at a drive-through window and a dragonfly flew into my car and sat on my steering wheel and just sat there looking directly at me for 30 seconds and then flew away. Then one day when I was home, my cell phone was typing in the text message box all by itself. It was typing numbers 444 times 333 XZZYY. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, so I called my adult granddaughter to come in and witness it. I put the cell phone down on the kitchen counter, and it kept typing the numbers and letters. No actual words. I know that's my son. And Amy says, it's a much longer, beautiful story, but I'll tell you this. My cousin glided into my car to say goodbye just after she passed from cancer. She let me know she was okay, had a glowing smile, and even helped me find my passport. She lightly brushed my hair and then left. That's funny that she mentions the passport. Before a trip that I took several years ago, I was going berserk. I couldn't find my passport anywhere, and it looked like I might need to cancel the flight. I don't pray as often as I should, but I talked to anyone that I had listening, and I said, please help me find my passport. And out of nowhere, a voice said inside of my mind, it's under the couch. I'm thinking, why would it ever be under the couch? Lo and behold, I pushed parts of the couch apart, and right underneath, there was my passport. Let's head off on our break now, and we'll be back with more signs from our listeners. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step, and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are talking about signs from loved ones. It is so easy to expect signs like we've heard, things that are really in our face, like a smoke detector going off when we talk to our loved one, TV going on and off, lights flickering. Not everyone chooses to work that way. We each retain our personality. Some people who may be bold and loud can do some interesting things to let us know they're still around. My friend Lisa, her husband will show himself on her phone when she does a FaceTime with someone. Instead of seeing her friend's face, the image will change and become several different colors of the rainbow, and the silhouette of her husband, Daryl, will appear. She sends me lots of pictures when this happens, and I find it fascinating. Also, he's got a habit of changing the display on her radio while she drives. The letters and numbers all kind of go berserk, followed by a song that was very special to the two of them playing. We'll know how hard it is to leave signs when we cross over ourselves, but sometimes signs can just be feelings that come out of the blue, memories that spontaneously appear in our mind. You can get a taste on your tongue for some food you may have enjoyed together, etc. So let's hear some more. Next, we have from Heidi. Butterflies, feathers, dimes, quarters, I have vivid dreams, phone calls, the same number sequence on a digital clock. But the best was the purple butterfly that would not leave after my mom passed. Her favorite color was purple. The next best thing was a dime that I found on the passenger side of my dad's car the day after he passed. The date was 1971, and that is the year we had the best memories in my childhood. Caroline says, my dad's birthday was November 15th, which is 6 days after mine. A few days after he died, I was on my way to the gym early in the morning, and I got a phone call. It was a radio station calling to say I had won a handcrafted rocking chair. I'd like to think that it was a birthday gift from my father from beyond. Our birthdays were always celebrated together. Funny thing, the person who called to say I had won said it was amazing because there were so many entries. Happy birthday, Dad. Veronica says, I often see my son's birthday on license plates. Callista says, I have over 90 plus stories saved. Now, she doesn't go on to say what they are, but that tells me that she's keeping a logbook of signs, which is a good idea because when our mind tells us that our loved ones are gone, our minds can say some terrible things. Just look through the logbook or diary of signs. Amy says, just yesterday, I had the thought that I haven't received a sign from my best friend in a long time, and I'd like to hear from her. That evening at dinner, her favorite flowers were on my dinner table, and the waiter even went out of his way to point them out and say the name of the flower. Joanne says, lots of random dimes drop on my path, and I know they're from my mom. Also, a cardinal taps on my window. I feel spirit tapping on my hand and shoulders sometime. From Linda, I've had many signs, but my favorite was this one. My mom had recently passed away. I had one of those small swinging golden pendulum clocks on my bedside table for decoration only, as it hadn't worked in years, but it was still very pretty. On this particular morning, the small clock had started moving, catching a ray of sunlight streaming through the window behind it. I walked into the room, and there were glittering lights spinning around the whole room, reflecting off the little moving golden balls. It was magical, as this clock had been broken. I sat down and examined the face of the clock after an inner prompting, and there, written on the face, were tiny letters and the word blessing. I haven't thought about this for years, and it's so nice to remember this memory. Anissa says, a very significant song, which is Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult, played during my niece's quinceañera, but it wasn't on the playlist that my sister submitted. The song was an inside joke to me and my husband, who had passed away several weeks before. I found out later that the song was written about ideas about life after death, lovers reuniting across the realm of living and dying, and that death isn't the sign. What's even more interesting is that a week before, a medium told me that my husband would be there with me at this event. After receiving that sign, I was sure he was there. Okay, now we have a few from Victoria. She says, we were in Arizona on vacation, and on the anniversary of my father's passing, we visited a dude ranch. A wrangler was assessing everyone, visually, and assigning them to the horse she thought would be best for them. I was the last to go, and she said, I think you would be perfect on Smokey Joe. My husband looked at me with wide eyes and started to tear up. My father was Joe, and he smoked Marlboros till the end. He could never quit. I jumped on the horse, patted him, and said, hi, Dad. Another time, I asked Dad to give me a sign, Frank Sinatra. I would often turn on the radio, and Frank would be playing, but this time, his sign came in a different form. Later that day, I had had a hair appointment, and while I was waiting for my stylist to finish with the client before me, I overheard their conversation about what music they like. And my stylist said, oh, I just love to play Frank Sinatra while cooking. I smiled to myself again and said, thanks, Dad. Other times when I am thinking about him, I suddenly smell his cologne.
which is strange because he mixed different colognes together. But I smell it on my hands. I take a deep breath and enjoy it. Also, in a recent and very vivid dream, I could hear my dad's voice down the hall, as if in a hospital. He was a doctor, but he had also passed in hospice in a hospital. I walked down and I saw him healthy and fit with his white doctor coat on. I said, "Dad, you are dead and you aren't supposed to be here." And then before my eyes, he morphed into an old woman and said, "Vicky, I am everywhere." Jill says, "My sister appeared as a column of what looked like crushed tissue paper the night before her funeral. She then appeared to me again as herself nearly 20 years later. My mom twice now has woken me up with a spray of her two favorite perfumes right under my nose. My dad appears all the time with the number that we decided was our sign before he passed, and he's also appeared as what could only be described as a handful of tiny bright lights that seem to just fall to the ground. I love it. I miss them so much, but at least I know they're still around me." Ramona says, "Feathers inside my living room after my mom passed. As I came into the room, they come from above the door. I don't have any feather pillows or any other feathers around the house. What was really amazing about the feathers was that they had the colors of my mom's hair. And just yesterday, as I asked the spirit world specifically about my sister, who crossed over not long ago, to please send me a sign, since I was so in the thoughts about the good times we shared, the light in the kitchen went on and off and on and off and started flickering. There was no short circuit or anything else. My husband is an electrician, and he checked out the entire lamp. Nothing was wrong with it. This lasted for a couple of minutes, and it was really a great experience for me to know my sister was there." Frances says, "I know butterflies are a sign for a lot of people. My mom's thing was butterflies, so she would put paper ones on birthday cards, etc. The day after she passed, I decided to go to work, as I own my own business, and it is a happy place for me. So when my first customer came in, she was wearing a butterfly brooch. I thought to myself, And then the next customer came in, and she was wearing a butterfly necklace. So now I'm thinking, what are the odds of that? So the day went on, and early one afternoon, one of my regular customers came in. She was also wearing a butterfly brooch. It was at this point that I broke down. Apologizing to my customer, I explained that my mom had passed and that butterflies were her thing. And I told my customer about the two previous customers. She smiled and said, "This brooch has been sitting in my jewelry box for years, and I have never worn it until this morning. I spotted it, and something just told me to wear it today." We both realized that my mom had made this happen, and she gave me a big hug and said, "Your mom is happy and at peace." I have had many signs from spirit, but this one I treasure. Let's head off to the break, and then we will be back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. On this last segment together, I'm going to mix things up a little bit. Back on episode 83, you met Scott Milligan, who does two very rare kinds of mediumship. One is physical mediumship, which we'll talk about more at another time, and one is trance mediumship. It is allowing the spirit world to use his being and be able to speak through him. Now, I've known Scott going on 8 years now, and I've also known this fellow named Eric, who speaks through him, about the same amount of time. In fact, in the last 2.5 years, almost every single Friday, we are together for what's called In the Arms of Eternity, which is an opportunity to sit for healing, followed by Scott doing this demonstration of trance mediumship. This fellow, Eric, whose voice you'll hear shortly, lived back in the 1800s, died around the end of the 1800s. And he answers questions for us on life, on death, on the afterlife. He never misses a beat, and he is completely a different person than the voice of Scott. So I want to play for you what was just recorded this past Friday. The first question that is asked gets a brilliant answer that I'd like you to hear, but it made me ask a question to Eric about the signs that we get or don't get from our loved ones. So here's Eric.
Thank you very much. I'd like to read a question on behalf of Deborah.
And I trust that she is well.
Yes, thank you. Her question is, does regularly talking to and connecting with our loved ones who have crossed over hold them back in any way?
Oh, no, my friend. I have often said the greatest lie is death. If you think of us It shows you that death has not won. If you forget us, death has claimed. Now, my friend, I have often said that death is not the villain of any tale. You will never hold us back. It only reminds us that we were loved. And as you think of us, we think of you. Knowing that we have survived the greatest lie, and we wish for you to know. Now, my friend, you think in time. We think out of time. Time is of your world that punishes you or rewards you by stealing things away. Why is it that time speeds up when one is happy and slows down and holds its breath when one is in pain or suffering, boredom? It slows down, which shows you then that the soul has retreated. When time speeds up, your soul then steps forward, because the soul does not belong to time. In our world, the moment of separation from our arrival to your arrival is only an afternoon to us. So think of us by all means. It is only an afternoon until you're back with us. So, my friend, no, you do not hold anyone back. In actuality, you thinking of us convinces us now and forevermore that true love pours from you and true love pours back to you. So, my friend, we will always hold the door. No matter how slow or fast you move through it, we will stand. To us, it is a breath. For you could be many years. Now, my friend, may I say this to you? And Sandra, you must then allow this to move through our friend Deborah. And if she responds, then she responds. If she does not, she does not. But as you asked the question on her behalf, a voice said, "Duckling." Either this to be a rubber duck or the story of the ugly duckling. It may have reference to the one that she misses today that reminds us all. It is possible to dream and to know that death will not be the end of us. So reference to a rubber duck or the ugly duckling. Sandra, my friend, as I have not her voice, was that pleasing for you?
Yes, very much so, Eric.
And we trust it is pleasing to them. Let us continue.
Thank you. You had mentioned the summer's afternoon. People often ask me that or feel that they have not received a sign from their loved one that they are safely in your world. Could it be because to them it is just a summer's afternoon when you'll be reunited?
Oh, yes, my friend. But it's down to the individual person, but not mistaking my words. For if you have not seen the sign, it does not mean that we are not thinking of you. It is just that the two vibrations have not come in harmony with each other. But if it pleases you, think of it this way, that if someone who has come to our side of life, as you have said, the summer's afternoon, they are just in awe what they have entered, and they hold their breath, ready for you to be reunited and to share with you what they have experienced, whilst you both have continued to live. Your world is so painful, so dark, but it is also so beautiful and so of light. It is how one views. If you all know that your loved ones are well within our world and no illness or pain or suffering or any other hand can hurt them, would that bring you a small amount of peace? But then if I add to this story and say, not only will illness not touch them, but one day you will return to them. You will see them again. You will hear their voice again. You will hold their hand again. You will be together again. Will you then take a breath and say, then if I know this, I know that you walk with me. I think of you often. And I cannot wait until I see you. Will your life be different? And will you now know the curse of falling in love? Because if you know true love, you certainly will know grief, as that is the shadow of what love truly is. Is that pleasing for you?
Yes, definitely.
Let us continue to bang that drum.
Oh, I love Mr. Eric, and I love our Fridays. It's not a question you can't answer him, that he has such a dignified, comforting, inspiring, and often humorous answer. It's very special, and I have to pinch myself sometimes that this is the world that I live in. 25-plus years ago, being that scared girl wanting to believe in the afterlife but had no clue it was real, to now getting to talk to you between my two podcasts. We have over 500 episodes, 500 different topics of reasons to believe in the afterlife, all free, all for you, all for me, to help us remember who we really are. And you know, that's the trick. Having some kind of existence system for ourselves to remind us who we are. That's why I always ask you to join our free Sunday gathering, not because I'm trying to push something on you, but because it's so inspirational and there's a medium demonstration within each and every one, and loved ones come through. They're so very comforting. As a reminder, you can find out everything that we have going on our home base, which is wedontdie.com. Different times of the year, like holiday times, can be very tough. Join our Facebook group. Listen to past episodes. You can register for one of our upcoming classes, psychic, mediumship, trance, a new year, new start. When you can see the power of your own soul in action, you really understand that you are so much more than just your body, and that your loved ones truly are around. So as we go into the coming weeks, set an extra place setting for your loved one if you'd like. Have a picture of them looking healthy and well, or how you remember them best with you. Keep talking to them. Close your eyes. Ask them to walk closely and feel their love. With that, thank you so much for listening.
I'm Sandra Champlain. You've been listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.